Zubov got it in. There goes Turco. Stars bring out an extra attacker. Madonna, a shot. They score! Ribeiro might have deflected it, and the game is tied with 1:05 remaining. Last shot wins.
In this case, Daryl Ray was right. Ray with the analysis alongside Ralph Strangis on News Talk 820 WBAP in Dallas. Trailing 4-0, Los Angeles took the lead by scoring 5 goals in a 5:07 span late in the third. But Mike Modano kept Dallas in the game, only to have Anze Kopitar win it for the Kings in overtime. A thrilling finish in Nashville between the Predators and Blackhawks.
Kane, right half force, moves into the right wing circle, drops it right corner to Taves. He left it there for Kane, who carries it around. 46 seconds, Kane flipped it across, Williams, he scores! Have a hot dog on me, Jason Williams snaps it into the top shelf behind Mason. And we're tied at 4 with 42 seconds left in the third.
John Weideman on WSCR 670. The score in Chicago as Jason Williams gave the Blackhawks a chance at 2 points, except Martin Irat made overtime a brief affair.
Here's Bonk slipping the puck to Irat. Back to Bonk down the right side. Backhand feed in front. And Hobby Bullitt slides across. They score. He thought he had it. He didn't. And the Predators win. 19 seconds into overtime. 5-4.
Pete Weber on the Predators radio network as Irat extended Nashville's November record to 6-0-1. Late heroics for Atlanta as Marian Hossa tied the game with 3 seconds to play, and fans didn't have to wait long for the game winner.
Crashers in. Todd White for Kovalchuk. Right side shot. Score! Score! Crashers win. Somebody somewhere must be writing. What a Hollywood finish. 3-2 Crashers in overtime.
Dan Kamal on Sports Radio 680 The Fan in Atlanta as Kovalchuk's strike came just 25 seconds into OT. Vinny LeCavalier vaulted to the top of the scoring list with a dominant night against Carolina.
Rebound seeing the Wii squeezes free, throws it up the middle. LeCavalier, short-handed breakaway. He shoots. Score! Vinny LeCavalier! A hat trick! 5 points tonight! And it's 6-1 Lightning with 5:09 left.
Dave Mishkin on 620 WDAE, the sports animal in Tampa, as the Lightning clobbered the Canes 6-1. A wild night in Calgary when Minnesota paid a visit as Mikko Koivu and Jarome Iginla traded goals 21 seconds apart midway through the third period, but it was Christian Huselius who had the hot hand late for the Flames.
57 seconds left in regulation time. Lanko to the Minnesota zone off wing. The pass, Huselius shot, scores! Christian Huselius, 3-2 Flames!
Peter Maher, the call on Sports Radio 960, The Fan in Calgary, as Huselius' goal with 53 seconds to play was the game winner. Finally, Jeremy Roenick joined an elite group of goal scorers, becoming just the third American-born player to reach 500 goals as he helped the Sharks beat Phoenix for a fifth straight time. It sure wasn't the prettiest goal of his career, but when you score that many, a few will be a bit bizarre, and this one sure was. Dan Ruzanowski and Jamie Baker had the call on K-Fox in San Jose.
Torrey Mitchell in the faceoff circle is shaken up, going back toward the Sharks bench after losing the draw. The puck is put into the net all the way down. It's across the goal line. Alex Hall knocked the puck into his own net. The Sharks cleared the puck down the ice. It went off the end board, off of Alex Hall, and it rolled across the crease, and he knocked it into his own goal.
And it was Jeremy Roenick who scored the goal.
Jeremy Roenick is going to get number 500 on a dump in after Torrey Mitchell skated off injured on the play. The 40th player in NHL history to score 500 career goals, and Alex Hall put it into his own net, and this crowd is going crazy. At HP Pavilion.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.